I'm unfortunately old enough to have started my career in the mainframe age. I in fact started working in London in 1978. It was a job at a mainframe company called Burroughs. And if you even remember that word, you're dating yourself. And I was a newly minted computer science graduate, and I showed up there expecting to work on Big Iron. And instead, for my sins, they gave me a job debugging the firmware in the printer of the world's first ATM machine, which I thought was a huge come down in life. But it was actually a blessing in disguise, because it took me in a very different direction into the client server world, the PC world, etc., and actually took me in the direction of where things were going. But if you break the world up into three major areas, the mainframe area, the client server / web area, and now the cloud era, one way of characterizing these areas is to look at the changes that have occurred in applications, data fabric, and infrastructure. The mainframe area was really driven by a set of applications that are essentially automated financial applications, automated bookkeeping, if you like. Those applications largely sat on ISAM data structures. Very successful, obviously. But then, when we went into the client server area, a couple of things changed. For the first time, we started to see enterprise technology starting to interact with technologies that were coming out of the consumer world. We saw the PCs occur. We saw a set of technologies introduced by PCs and Unix systems into the enterprise space. We saw new programming languages, we saw the graphical user interface, and we saw a new set of canonical applications come in here. We saw CRM systems, e-commerce systems. The first time we started to see large-scale analytics came in. And these applications were built upon a new data structure, upon a new data fabric, relational databases. And by and large, this era, the client server era, and even the first phase of the web, has really been characterized by this three-tier architecture based upon these programming techniques and the relational database. Obviously, it also has been very successful, caused literally millions of servers that we have out there to come into existence. And this is a huge investment that the industry has now in these applications and the data fabrics and the infrastructure underneath them. Now, however, we're going into the cloud era. And one way of characterizing that era is to look at it as the next major phase of the interaction of consumer-based technologies starting to not only influence what's happening in the enterprise, but even dominate what's happening in the enterprise. We have not just hundreds of millions of people connected via the web on PCs, but we're going to have billions not only of people and devices, but sensors and other sources of information now feeding into the pool of information. We're already starting to see new programming technologies and standards come into place. HTML5. The new generation of programming frameworks. And most importantly, I think we're going to see a new set of applications. A set of applications that speak to the fact that to be competitive in business in the future, you're going to have to be able to gather in information from many more sources, analyze that information in real time, and respond in real time. It's no longer going to be sufficient simply to capture information, put it into a giant data warehouse, and find out what happened last month or the month before that. Increasingly, people are going to want to be able to service the Facebook generation in context, in real time. I was talking to the CIO of a large supermarket chain a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying, they have to move from a world where today the only time they really touch their customers is when the customer gets to the checkout counter. When the customer gets to the checkout counter, they've already made all the decisions. They've got everything in their shopping cart. He says, we have to reach people before they make decisions. We need to get advance warning that people are approaching our shop. We want to be able to track them as they move through the shop. We want to be able to see that they're paused for more than 2 minutes in front of the milk counter. If so, we want to construct a personalized offer for them, have that appear on their smart device in real time. To do that, they've got to integrate information from many, many more sources, from people's personal devices, from infrared motion cameras. All sorts of stuff has to come together, and it has to happen in real time. The real challenge that I think businesses face as we go from the client server era to this cloud era is, in fact, not just that they need to take operational expense out of infrastructure, but we've got to apply that to a new generation of applications, which is where business value will really be realized.